This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
And we're going to talk about something that everybody on earth is looking for. And that's peace, tranquility, happiness. And there's only one way that you can actually find this. And this is by looking inside yourself and finding your very own divinity. You find out the missing link between you and what is called God. But there's only one way, and there has always only been one way, and that is to look inside yourself. Because in essence, the world you see now is simply the illusion. It is not the true. It is a dream state. And the only way this can be found is via a conscious state, via a mind. And this mind is what you call God. Because this mind is the intelligence of all things. It is the creator of all things, via a conscious state. You see, the secret to finding this divinity, this inner world, it's a spiritual world, it's a spiritual reality, and it actually exists. As a matter of fact, it is the only thing that does exist. And the spiritual reality is found through your own mind. Not your personal mind, but your own mind. And this own mind is the only mind that exists. This own mind belongs to the I Am. That true ego. The only ego, the only existence that lives is this I Am-ness. And it's found through giving up the little mind to find the true mind, which is the mind of God, which is all things. It's a divine. You must look for happiness through spiritual, because that's what the world is. It is a spiritual being thing. It's a spiritual being thing which has manifested itself through the mind of mankind. Via the mind of mankind does God play the game called life. And it is via the same conscious mind that you find out the secret to what is called God, Christ, and the answer must be love. Because true spirituality, true God, is an energized force with no form, so it is pure love. Because it is total, it is everything, it is all understanding. It is only when the manifestation of the fact takes place and what is called nature appears, and the mind of mankind, getting lost in his own divine creation through greed, envy, desire, but in ignorance and a lostness. And while this lostness exists, there will always be wars, and famines, and sicknesses. To get rid of this, you must turn inside and see for a fact that nothing exists but a spiritual reality, and the spiritual reality is what you call God. It is total. It has no beginning. It has no end. because anything total can't possibly have a beginning or an end. And all you have to do is to see via your consciousness. You raise it. You raise your consciousness from a material mind to a spiritual mind. And the spiritual mind will show you what your problems are in the material world. And the answer will always be love and understanding. With love and understanding comes no judgment, no analyzing, and peace. Because it's only a mind that's truly in tune with itself that goes through life in peace and walks beyond the boundaries of the mind into the spiritual realities that Jesus talked about. It really exists. It's not a theory. It truly, truly exists. A spiritual reality which is inside you now, that where you came from. You simply go back to where you came from. And the journey back must be spiritual, which is love. That is the only way. To memorize words is like poetry. But the breath of life isn't in the word. The breath of life comes beyond the word. When you feel, when you go beyond the boundaries of your own little mind, you go beyond that. It shows you the secret to the mind. Therefore it brings you peace. Because you know how to use your mind. You know how to find tranquility. You know how to find sanity. The mind is the strongest thing in the entire universe. There is nothing that can possibly be beyond the mind. Because the mind is God. Eastern philosophers talk about little mind, big mind. We here in the West, we talk psychology, little mind, big mind. And the little mind exists in the imagination of mankind. This is his free will. Free will and free mind. But someday, if you ever wake up, you find out it's just a hoax. Because you never did have a free will and a free mind. Because God, being the allness, has to be the mind and the will. So there is only one will, and that is the will of God. And when you stop fighting, then the greatest servant of all will serve you anything you want. Because the greatest servant of all is God. It gives everything that you ever wanted. Everything. If you can see the fact that you've already got it. But the manifestation of the fact only comes when true faith appears and you see beyond the limitations of the little mind, then the fact appears. And when it appears as a miracle. Because it's quite non-understandable. Because a miracle does not take place from the little mind, or from here, what we call nature. All miracles take place from the big mind, that which we call God. But somewhere in the depths of your own mind, you know everything that's ever been said about God. You understand the little mind, the big mind. You understand how to bring happiness. You understand how to bring health. You understand how to bring youth. It's there. It's yours. It's been granted to you. It's been given to you in a platter. All you have to do is to change your mind. Drop beliefs and concepts for spiritual facts. Then when you see a spiritual fact, at that second, you're touching your own Christ consciousness. This divine consciousness, which is the link between the inside world and the outside world. That same missing consciousness is the link between sickness and health. That same link is the secret of a happy marriage, a happy life. It's the secret to all things, and it's yours. This is why Christ said, look within, because it's yours. Never mind what anybody else ever said, never mind what I say. I swear, never mind what I say. Find a feeling within yourself, and it's in beautiful, positive feelings, because it's in love, that this door opens, and all of a sudden the spiritual reality that you've been looking for all your life, the one that's so full of information and knowledge, it's yours. The state of meditation is where you'll find it. The state of meditation is not a form. It is simply a mind that is at peace with itself, that is in a state of happiness, in a state of understanding. Here is where the secret to all your happiness will come. And when it comes, it's real. It's not a belief. It's yours. It's yours for eternity. It's the mind. It creates our problems, then it solves them. It's our little mind. We get involved trying to figure it out. And it's the same mind that's trying to get involved, figuring it out, that created it and uncreated it. So it's just like a dog chasing its own tail. You've got to stop talking about the world. Don't give it any energy. Don't give any negativity energy. Because it grows. Just ignore it. And all at once you'll start to get understanding. Because you'll find out that negativity is the opposite of love. And in negativity, this is where mankind gets lost. And this is what creates all the problems. Whatever you send forth into the world will come back. It has to come back. Because it really never goes anywhere. Because it's you. You're expressing yourself. Try and find positivity. Start to enjoy it. And all of a sudden you'll start to see things positive. And this is where God starts to show himself. Because you want. You want positivity. And it'll be granted. You know, all my life, I never imagined in my wildest imagination that what Christianity was trying to tell me. I never knew that if you heard just one fact of Christianity, that it could heal your body, that it could heal your mind, that it could take psychology and break it down and make it so simple that you see it and you simply just become healthy. But this is God, because it's the pure energy. That's God. Only God heals. There's laws. You abide by that law. You could take all the laws that have been written, but you could take them all down and just keep them going into shorter and shorter and shorter. And all the laws governing mankind be very simple. If you see negative, then the world you live in will be an existence of negativity, and everything that goes with it. If you see in love, that's exactly what you see and you feel. Because we create our own. We have the power of God to create our own emotions, our own thoughts, our own sicknesses, our own everything. And if we can see this for a fact, we can turn this power and look within and reverse everything and find out all the love we want, the understanding, the health. But you know what it is, because it's God. It's not the little ego. It's God. You've submitted yourself to God. To realize that you never submitted anything. The only thing you submitted was your sicknesses, your anxiety, your insecurity, your unhappiness. When you read the Bible, you read words of truth, completely ignore what the words are saying. Completely ignore them. Just look for a feeling. And the feeling unfolds, and it'll cure you of all your problems. When you find this feeling, you'll know what it is. You'll know it's God. And just wait with patience for the unfoldment. Once you pass over to the other side, then it's just patience. Because it will be unfolded to you as you really want it. This is a true Passover. It's from the little mind to the big mind, from here on earth to heaven, from the intelligence of man to the intelligence of God. It's passing over from the material to the spiritual. They're all the same thing. Find beautiful feelings. You're full of them. You're absolutely full of them. Let them unfold. And this is how you'll find your happiness. God is every atom. He's everything that ever was or will be. It's an energized force with pure intelligence. Because this energized force called God, it's this great nothingness the mystics speak of. It's the all-giving substance, whether formless or form. Pure God is formless substance, pure energy. From this pure energy, via the mind of mankind, what we call life, nature, is formed. However you see this nature is how you will live, because whatever you see and whatever you believe will be granted, because your mind is the mind of God, because God is the whole. And you must realize that This is what Jesus was talking about with Christ consciousness. This Christ consciousness is the awakening of the divine substance called mind. From this mind, the illusion called life is formed. In this illusion, God represents himself through a form called mankind. Mankind, all it has to do is look within, not outside. Look within, and here he will realize the substance that he was created from, and at this point he's free from any sickness of the mind that man himself creates, because pure God, spirit, see, God is not a spirit. That's not true. God is not a spirit. God is spirit. Because there's only one God. There can only possibly be one God, because God is all things. All things. Don't try and find God by going back in the past and figuring out how life began. You'll never find it. You're searching in the illusion. Don't believe for one second that it's outside. It is not outside. The secret lies within the capabilities of what is called your mind. The past belief. And past belief, you must have faith. And faith can do anything. Literally anything. Because faith is connecting with the divine mind. This is why people cure themselves of sicknesses. Because they have the faith that God will cure them. That faith is a knowing. It's a fact. It's a spiritual fact that is strong enough to move anything, to cure anything, to do anything, providing it is within the laws of God. And all the laws of God put together, no matter how you quote them, they come to one thing, and that is love. You see, this spiritual force called God is quite formless. Then the reality of man and nature comes into being. It is this spiritual force that simply manifests itself into a form. Now, the spiritual force is God. The manifestation of that form is still God in another form. All the form has to do is to realize this for a fact. Then the connection is made. Then the power to look after your own mind, to use your mind for the good of man and the good of yourself, because it's the mind. The mind creates the problems and the mind cures it. The big mind, the divine mind, the only mind, keeps everything straight. Because you see, what is called God is already giving every living soul on earth pure health, pure happiness, pure everything they ever, ever, ever truly desire. They've already got it. they can see beyond their own mind, beyond their own ego, and let go with faith and see it for a fact. Because people talk about spiritual life and they talk about material life. Some praise the material, some praise the spiritual. But very rarely do you ever get people to praise both. And this is a connection. The missing link is how do you connect the mind of man to the mind of God? Because when you find the mind of God, you find the fallacy of the little mind. It is a fallacy. It's like the life itself. It's an illusion. We think we have a free will and a free mind. But believe me, if you start to look with faith, you'll see that there is only one mind and one will, and that is the mind of God and the will of God. Because the spiritual created and formed the material, so the head must be the creator, which is the spiritual force called God. Do you hear people say oneness? You hear about the Father and the Son being one. It's all true. Because the Father is this energized force with no form called God. When the energized force takes form, it's the Son. You could say the daughter. You could say anything. But it's all one. It is only split when the mind of man plays the game called life. And that is what they call home. When you go into spiritual reality and start to see for a fact that the world, is this is now, is nothing but layers of conscious states in a dream state playing something that they have called life. See, truth, when you hear truth, it is what is called a realization. It's a belief, maybe something that you've heard 10,000 times. And the realization, this word that you've heard 10,000 times, the breath of life goes into you. It actually becomes alive. It becomes another reality. And it takes itself and it sweeps negativity out of your life. You see, we live in hell holes. And that's what hell is. Hell is a mind that has lost its way. Hell is a state. It's not an ending. It's not a place. It's a state. It's a mind that has lost its way. A mind that's got mixed up in life. A mind that's troubled. A mind that's insecure. A mind that's frightened. A mind that's sick. But all, this is what you call hell. Because as soon as minds get like this, then they start fighting with each other. Find it in yourself. And when you start to find it in yourself, you'll see that everybody on earth is doing the same thing. We're playing a game called life to the best of our ability. But keep guilt out. You only get this guilt because you analyze and you judge yourself and others. But if you stop, when you start to find truth, it assists you to stop analyzing because it makes your mind become more tranquil. And the only way you can get a tranquil mind is spiritually raise your level of consciousness. And the spiritual side becomes more important than the material side, so you start to ignore the negativity in life. And the negativity in life is what creates a problem. You see, if you have nice thoughts and you put them out, this is what you'll see. As you spiritually start to rise, your thoughts get more into the love state, the understanding, because life becomes more simple because you've been assisted. And all of a sudden your life starts to change because the negative things that you used to do in life, you no longer want to do them. Because the second you do them, you know you're hurting somebody. And it gives you a bad feeling. And a bad feeling you can do without. But if you turn spiritually and look inside and find this tranquility, then everything starts to look nicer because you're really honestly starting to understand what people are. Then you give out positive feelings and that makes you feel good. It makes them feel good. The second you start to feel good and in a loving space or just a real nice space, as I said last night, this is the passageway to find what is called God. Always through positive and through love. That's the only way. But you can rest assured, if you're hanging anything on yourself from the past and saying, poor me, all you're doing is hurting yourself and making yourself sick. It's like the alcoholic that needs a drink. The mind needs that thought. The second the mind really honestly, truly wants rid of that thought, then the bad feelings and all the behavioral patterns that are attached to it will vanish like a miracle. But it's simply that you've changed your mind to positive. And then you understand. And that's understanding. And understanding is love. That's why Christ said, the answer is love. It has to be. Because you see, when you give love, you don't give it away. You can't possibly give love away. You can't possibly give the feeling of love away. You can't. When you get it, and you try and give it away, you're just giving yourself more. But you can act on it. And the actions that you do will show that there is the presence of love. And if the other person listening is responsive to that feeling, then they'll pick it up. The second they pick it up, it opens a gap once again, and here's where you'll find God, in those feelings. The feelings of love, gratitude, are really the same thing. Gratitude is an extraordinary strong feeling. Because when you have the feeling of gratitude, it is the feeling of love. And the feeling of gratitude is a sign of humility. And a sign of humility is knowing that it's nothing to do with you. All this goodness that's happening, it's a far greater force. When you start to see that you are responsible for life because it's all created from a thought process, then the thought process becomes divine and comes to your assistance because you let it. You're granted whatever you wish. Believe me, that's Christianity. I never knew a few years ago that Christianity held the secret to the mind, to psychology, to psychiatry, to theology, The mind holds the secret. It's already got it. Because it all stems from one thing, a divine thought. And you take a divine thought and you throw in space, and when it cracks open, here's life. Here's nature. And it's all controlled from a thought. Whatever you think will be. And this is what we call life, is our thought system. So you got to start anew. You must start fresh. You don't go back in history books. You start fresh. And you take this divine part and you say, thank you. And you take it to yourself because it's yours. And you start to live. And it spills over just like the divine knowledge that Shirley's got spills over in you. Then the divine knowledge that you get spills over in your children. Then the divine knowledge the children get spills over in other children. And off it goes. See, even scientifically now they're starting to prove that everything is spirit. But they'll never prove it. Because you can't prove it. You can't prove it. You can only see it. And once you see it, and you tell somebody else, they don't see it, so you can't prove it. But if you're a scientist, and you hear truth, that doesn't mean to say that you're no good to humanity. On the contrary. On the contrary. You can tell them how it works. Like Einstein. He got divine thought. Nobody could understand him. Yeah? And to him it was simplicity. When you find the spiritual, it assists you in the material. People think we're telling you to give up the material totally. That's not what we're saying. And keep the feeling. Ignore what I said completely. I really mean that. Because whatever I said to you wasn't really true. It's just as close as possible to the truth. You see? The words don't hold it. It's what's behind the words, what's trying to be conveyed. It's a feeling. Eh? Find that feeling. It's like that Red Sea. The two worlds part and leave an avenue that you can go right to the other side. Eh? As I said yesterday, you pass over from the material to the spiritual. The Passover, pass through that gully. Get in there. And it's always positivity. Always love. Always understanding. Once again, I think I'll hand you over to Shirley. And I know she has a special way of closing. And last night we really enjoyed that. So I'd like to thank you. And who knows, maybe someday we'll be back again.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.